The recent reports that suspected hijackers inquired about crop-dusting aircraft have heightened awareness about the possibility of biological warfare. One potential source of deadly biological agents is in the suspected terrorist backyard, Central Asia. The area was once home to several major Soviet biological weapons sites, and now the newly independent states of Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan are heirs to that legacy. NPR's Anne Gerrels reports that one site, a remote island which they share in the Aral Sea, is now the world's largest unguarded repository of anthrax.
On Vozrozhdeniya Island in the Aral Sea, the extensive labs and test ranges developed under Soviet rule have been stripped of equipment. The enclosed breeding areas that once housed thousands of animals killed in the biological weapons tests are now empty. Upwind, a mile away, there are deserted three-story barracks, the homes, kindergartens, and cafeteria used by Russian scientists and their families. The island has been abandoned since a year after the collapse of the Soviet Union, but beneath the soil, there are live anthrax spores and possibly other deadly agents. The Soviets tested germs like tularemia, Q fever, brucellosis, and the plague here. And just before they finally pulled out in 92, sources say Russian soldiers brought giant stainless steel canisters of anthrax bacteria, enough to destroy the world's population many times over. They buried them in huge pits. Not even the president of newly independent Kazakhstan knew what lurked in his country's soil. The Russians have not been forthcoming. They have refused to tell the Central Asian states they once ruled what they may have tested or buried here. Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan invited U.S. officials to take samples. Jonathan Tucker is director of the Chemical and Biological Weapons Project for the Monterey Institute of International Studies.
When the U.S. experts took samples from the soil on Vozrozhdeniya Island, they found viable anthrax spores of a strain that was deliberately weaponized or developed as a biological weapon and was not only extremely virulent but extremely robust, so it could persist in the environment for long periods. And even though the Russians had attempted to kill the spores with bleach, a number of them, or a certain percentage, had survived. So this did raise concerns in the U.S. experts that a serious contamination problem persisted.
Vozrozhdeniya was selected for its geographical remoteness. Situated in the middle of the Aral Sea and surrounded by large, sparsely populated deserts, the site was ideally suited for its secret deadly work. But the Aral Sea, a vast inland body of water, is shrinking because of Soviet irrigation policies, faster than scientists predicted. The accelerated shrinkage recently ended the island's isolation, 10 years sooner than expected. Dr. Dastan Elyukhinov is a former Kazakh official now working with the Monterey Institute Non-Proliferation Project.
This year, this island connected to the mainland, and now it is peninsula. So one can imagine that rodents can spread outside of this island, and also people go to the island, some dismantle, some equipment, and then sell it for as a scrap metal, copper, for example. And they also can be like carriers of microorganisms. So it is potentially it is very dangerous as a threat to the health. But there is another threat.
The island is easily accessible to terrorists. When Vozrozhdeniya was a Soviet test site, the heavy presence of the Red Army and the KGB prevented unauthorized persons from even approaching it. However, ever since the island reverted to Uzbek and Kazakh sovereignty, the poor economic situation and uncertain politics have meant no guards have been stationed on the island. Again, Dr. Elyukhinov.
One can deliberately go to the island just to take the samples. It is possible to breed microorganisms in order to obtain biological weapon. So it is not necessary to conduct extensive research for years. It is already ready. Just take one small can of these samples and then use it as a biological weapon.
When they suddenly became independent in 91, Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan were ignorant about what they inherited. Impoverished Kazakhstan already had more than it could cope with to get rid of nuclear weapons and nuclear contamination. It was only recently these countries could begin to grapple with the chemical and biological legacy of the Soviet era. The U.S. has helped dismantle and secure production sites. Decontaminating the huge test site was left for later. 2 years ago, scientists meeting in Kazakhstan called the threat of biological weapons proliferation here fantastic. This spring, scientists reviewed new evidence about Vozrozhdeniye and called it a real threat. Given the events of the past 2 weeks, Dr. Elyukhinov says any mad scenario should be taken seriously. Anne Gerrels, NPR News, Almaty, Kazakhstan.